Now, the herd feeds in 180 countries, Mahathir, so it doesn't have time to look at you in detail all the time. It makes snap judgments about whether you are living by its rules, and it rewards most lavishly those countries that are transparent about what they are doing. The herd hates surprises. For years, Malaysia seemed to be living by those rules, and it attracted massive amounts of direct investment and portfolio investment, which enabled you to raise your per capita income from $350 to $5,000 in a couple of decades. But when you started to break the rules by overborrowing and then overbuilding, well, the herd sold you out. Did you really need to build the two tallest office buildings in the world? Have you rented even half their office space? I hear not. So the herd stampeded you and left you as roadkill. The KLCI index, your Dow Jones, fell 48% in 1997, and your currency hit a 26-year low. But when that happens, you don't ask the herd for mercy. You don't denounce the herd as a Jewish conspiracy. You just get up, dust yourself off, put on your golden straitjacket a little bit tighter, and get back with the flow of the herd. Sure, this is unfair. In some ways, the herd lured you into this problem. It kept offering you all this cheap money, and you took it, and then you overbuilt your dams, your factory capacity, and your office towers. But that's what's really scary, Mahathir. The herd is not infallible. It makes mistakes, too. It overreacts and it overshoots. But if your fundamentals are basically sound, the herd will eventually recognize this and come back. The herd is never stupid for too long. In the end, it always responds to good governance and good economic management. Hey, America had similar fluctuations when it was an emerging market, with our railroad busts and booms. You just have to manage them and build in as many shock absorbers as possible. I tracked the herd's movements all day on the Bloomberg screen next to my desk. Democracies vote about a government's policies once every 2 or 4 years, but the electronic herd votes every minute of every hour of every day. Anytime you want to know, the herd will tell you exactly how you look in a golden straitjacket and whether it fits well or not. Oh, I know you think that I'm the all-powerful U.S. Treasury Secretary, but Mahathir, I live just like you, in terror of the electronic herd. Those idiots in the media keep putting me on the front page, as if I'm actually in charge, and I'm sitting here terrified that if our Congress refuses to grant the President authority to expand free trade or bust the budget ceiling, the herd is going to turn against me and trample the dollar and the Dow. So let me tell you a little secret, Mahathir. And don't tell anyone else. I don't even keep a phone on my desk anymore because I know better than anyone. There's nobody to call. Like it or not, my imaginary Treasury Secretary is basically talking the truth. Countries cannot thrive in today's world without plugging into the electronic herd, and they cannot survive unless they learn how to get the best out of this herd without being overwhelmed or shocked by its inevitable surges. The electronic herd is just like a high-voltage wire that comes into your house. In normal times, it can warm you, light your home, and provide many of your energy needs. But if you don't have the right electricity regulators and surge protectors, and there is a sudden power surge or drop, it can shock you, fry you to a crisp, and leave you for dead.